Revelation, chapter 10. And I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, arrayed with a cloud, and the rainbow was on his head, and his face was as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot on the sea, and his left on the earth. And he cried with a great voice, as a lion roars, and when he cried, the seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them." And the angel who I saw standing on the sea and on the earth lifted up his right hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things that are in it, and the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there will be delay no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, then is finished the mystery of God, according to the good news which he declared to his slaves the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven, I heard it again speaking with me, and saying, "Go, take the book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth." And I went to the angel, saying to him that he should give me the little book. And he says to me, "Take it, and eat it up, and it will make your belly bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey." And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and when I had eaten it, my belly was made bitter. And they say to me, "You must prophesy again over many peoples and nations and tongues and kings."